time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Roberta Hardy. She is the principal and founder of the Pinnacle Schools. Registration is coming up for Pinnacle. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the plans that they have in place to welcome students back come August. Roberta, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Now, we're getting ready to slowly start getting back into school. Now, when do you guys start school?
We start August 19th.
So you will start on the 19th, which really is only a few weeks away, and that's totally blows my mind, but here we are. And you guys are getting ready, you're prepared, and your plans are in place to welcome the students back. Is that correct?
Correct. We are ready.
So let's talk about some of the plans that you have in place as far as the what social distancing where you can, temperature checks, and things like that.
We will start our line of defense, we're calling it, at the bus stops and in people's cars when they drop their kids off. So we have an aide on every school bus that will do temperature checks before your child gets on. If it's too high, they'll be sent home right from the bus stop. If you are dropping off your child and the temperature's too high, then we'll send them home. We're trying to also, introduce a culture of staying home when you're sick. We're not, none of us are really good about staying home, so we're really encouraging all of our parents and our kids and our staff to stay home when they're sick. So we're starting with the temperature readings. We'll do it again when they get to school. We'll do it a couple times throughout the day because you can still get symptomatic later on in the day.
Very, very true. Now, you were also saying that in some of the grades, in fact, I believe it was almost all of the grades except for high school, they will not be changing classes anymore. Is that right?
That's correct. So kindergarten through eighth grade will stay in their room, and they'll have lunch brought to them. I mean, our older kids are probably not going to like that well, the sixth through eighth graders. But for contact tracing purposes, if we leave them all in one room, then we say, okay, only one group of students have been exposed or one group of students have to be quarantined and not the entire school. So when you get to the junior high, there's two sixth grades, two sevenths, two eighth grade classrooms in there. So all the teachers will rotate to them. Now, high school, there's no way to pull that off. It's just harder to do. So in the high school, same thing. When the bell rings, only ninth graders get out at first, and 10th, and 11th, and 12th. We just try to minimize as many kids in the hallway as possible. It's pretty crazy in a high school hallway when the bell rings. So that part's going to be the big challenge for
very,
us.
Very true. So what will happen, as you were saying, what will happen is the ninth grade will get out first and so on and so forth, just to kind of keep those numbers down of the amount of people that are in the hallways at the same time.
Yeah, correct. Hopefully it'll work.
We were also talking about, some lessons learned from the shutdown last year and that kind of thing is technology can be a great thing. A lot of people have a problem with some technologies, but technology can be a great thing. And we've learned through what we went through that how great technology could be. Now, you said to me that every student at Pinnacle will have an iPad checked out to them. Is that right?
That's correct. So when we went out last time, because, we found out on March 13th, and it was like kids had already gone home, so then we had to get iPads to them. We don't want to have that happen again. So first day of school, everyone's assigned an iPad. Everyone. So one family could have 12 iPads if they have 12 kids in the school. But they go home with that iPad every night. They log in and do one assignment, whether the assignment is just simply logging in and signing your name. So that our kids that are going home, if we ever have to go home again or you get quarantined or there's a reason that you're home, like you're sick or something, then they're used to using those iPads and they're used to doing it. So we've always done that in the upper grades. But we haven't ever sent them home in the elementary. Now everybody will have them go home. We also have hotspots that we'll give parents if they don't have internet. So most of our parents now have internet because of the generosity of Emory Telcom and, federal government. And so we'll see how that all shakes out. But we think there's probably going to be some families that still need hotspots.
Very good. And you were also saying something that, Is it most all of the classes are going to be like Zoom meeting? Is that what you were saying?
Okay, so in the high school, well, really every class, but mostly in the high school and the junior high, you'll see this very prevalently. So if you're standing up there and you're in a math class and you're teaching, we have a third of our students who are going to stay home. So the teacher will run it like a Zoom meeting and still be in front of the kids, but then the students that are home will be able to watch it from home. Plus, they'll be recording it, putting it on their web page, because all of our teachers have their own web pages. And then every night, if you're, you know, in that class, if you didn't make it to the actual lecture, you can just watch it later on. We learned that from last time. Even though we had Zoom meetings, they weren't as coordinated as what we're going to do this time. So this time, no matter what class you're in, when you're teaching, it will be recorded and put on the web page.
Well, and we were talking off the air about the fact that how great would it be to be able to just review a class if you needed to, if you've lost some information or you can't remember something, to be able to go back and review that class and make sure that you're getting it the way you're supposed to be getting it.
Well, and we hope it works. I mean, there's going to be bugs, but we learned a lot when we went out on soft closure. Some really positive things, but also some things that we just needed to look at differently. And I'm sure we'll be tweaking it and tweaking it all the way along. But, you know, I think we've got a good plan to start out. I mean, the safety is our number one concern. We certainly want the kids learning, but we want them to be safe while they're there. So.
All right. Well, and we can't get them there unless we register, right?
Yep, we got to register.
So you've got registration coming up August 4th and 5th, and this is just grades 1 through 12, correct?
Correct, and there's a separate kindergarten meeting.
So that's going to be from 10 to 2 in the high school parking lot, and then the kindergarten one is going to be August 6th from the same time, 10 to 2 in the elementary school parking lot. And you've got written down that masks are required for this. So head on over there and, you know, get registered for school. I know that kids right now don't want to hear that. But it's unfortunately, it's getting time. It's getting close.
It is. And parents can always register at home. If you've already been with us, then you know how to do that. So they can either come in person or they can register online. We have some openings in some classes and quite a few classes that are full. So you just come, and if we don't have an opening, we'll put you on the waiting list.
Perfect. Roberta, did we cover everything?
I think we did.
I think we got it all. Thank you so much for taking the time out today and letting folks know what's going on up at Pinnacle Schools. We really appreciate it. And also, you know, good luck with getting back into school face-to-face, right?
Yeah, it'll be nice.
It will definitely be nice. All right, thank you so much. You take care.
All right, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.